What is your name?
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, you know the deal. It's a Thursday, and we are all present and accounted for. The weather outside might be frightful, but you know all three of us are always remotely delightful.
Why'd you look at me like that when you
because
said
you can
it?
Be salty.
I am not the salty one on this show, Joel.
Really?
It's got to be you.
See, if I throw that to Nick, I know I'm screwed. So
yeah, you don't
I already
wanna,
know going in that
be like
that,
the,
yeah, we're
like
double the, team would be yeah. in full effect.
I'm tagging you in, Nick.
I don't like being the mediator all the time, though.
No? Who's saltier between Joel and me?
I'm not even going to answer it today. We're going to start off the show.
No, you're going to
on a positive note.
All right, I'm positive Joel is saltier than me. How about that?
And I'm positive Mr. 80-20 is going to... We'll have to determine if today's an 80 or 20, but normally it's 80% salty.
I got to work today late.
Yeah, we
my
know.
My bad. Yeah. But I go down to get my sandwich, as I do always, and as I'm walking back in the building, this lady is losing her mind in the lobby. She's like, where's floor two? How do you get to floor two? I'm like, this elevator that I'm standing next to? I don't know how to get to 210. This building is just a big dead end of nothing. I was like, what are you talking about, lady? How do you get to the engraving place? It's 210. I'm like, you go up to the second floor and you walk around to 210. You can't get there. It's a dead end. I was like, ma'am, no, it's not. I pass that thing every day when I get to work. I walk past it. No, I'm telling you. And she won't stop. I finally went, lady, you're not getting on this elevator with me unless you calm down. What are you like? Why are you freaking out?
You told her she wouldn't get on the elevator?
Yeah, because she was freaking out. I was like, look, just get on here. I'll walk you to it. And then another lady got on the elevator who was going to six. And I was like, well, I'm not losing. So when we got to two, she stepped out and I stepped out. And I was like, it's around the corner. And I jumped back in and went up the elevator. But she was freaking out. Like, this building was some sort of odd maze. It's a big square, dumbass. How do you not walk around a square?
I will say it is an utter... I don't know how crazy she was going, but that's an odd place to put an engraving spot.
She was screaming at me. And I'm like, why? I'm not the architect that designed this building.
Well, and sometimes it's space available. Sometimes you just want to get in and get in a convenient location, and you got to deal with what they have left or what's available. But
I mean, this building isn't that hard to figure out.
No.
If suite 210, you get on the second floor and you walk around until you see it.
Yeah, I hear you.
I get being confused
crazy.
From like the two buildings. Like, you know, there's one here and then.
Yeah, I get that. Because that's why I was like, oh, is accident. It over there? Yeah. And she was like, no, it's this one. I've been there before. I'm like, well, then why do you think it's a dead end?
I mean,
it was just weird.
A lot of times we got to use off hours when you got to use the key card. But unless it's that, you just press two, you go to two. And even if you like cover every nook and cranny of the second floor, you're going to run into 210.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long.
No.
I just don't know why she felt like she had to scream at me for no reason. I'm just like, lady.
Because you're salty.
I'm trying to get to work and eat a sandwich. I don't care about your inability to find sweet 210. Why are you hollering at me? But then I tricked her, got her off the elevator. And the lady that was on the elevator was like, what was her problem? I was like, I don't know. She's just screaming at me. She was like, I saw it. So, I don't know. That was weird. That was a weird way to start my work day.
Well, then I'm watching the news last night. Don't get it. Nick, I fear for you now.
Why?
Road rage has become quite dangerous.
What happened?
I'm watching the news last night. I guess it was close to here. I guess it was like Kirkwood and Westheimer. But two guys are like, they get in a fender bender in traffic. They both pull out guns, and they start running around one of the cars trying to shoot each other.
Oh, God.
They hit someone on the side. They hit a couple of cars. Neither guy got hit each other.
Now you're saying hit, as in with bullets?
Yes.
Or just like...
That's insane.
One of the guys that was a witness was like, he thought it was like a terrorist attack because of all, it was like a war zone suddenly with all the caps being fired and going off. But then one lady was like, yeah, it grazed my car. Then they had to take another bystander to the hospital who got hit. Neither guy could hit each other because I don't know what the hell was up with their aim. But then one guy went to the hospital, the other guy went to jail. I'm going, what is going on?
That's crazy.
Whatever happened to the old-fashioned finger? Just give him the finger and keep driving.
Yeah, and I mean, and if it's got to be push people. Comes to shove, then you can throw dukes, but you don't need to be bringing guns into this.
You ever been in a fight on the freeway?
I've been in a few.
It's really?
Yeah, I have too. Yeah.
No, see, I wouldn't do that. That's part of the reason why I cut Joel off every day is because I know he's not going to shoot me or fight me.
Or
I'm not
punch
gonna,
you, but
my ex-wife got
just going to pull over on the street and fight somebody?
Yeah.
Well, you told me your story about the ex-wife.
The ex-wife got into a fight?
She's a soldier.
Yeah, we've heard that one.
I got into a fight with a guy that bumped my truck. So
intentionally or accidentally?
No. Accidentally, but intentionally. He was like, we were getting, like, it was on an on-ramp almost, but it was pretty steep. And he had, I guess, a 5-speed or whatever, and he would keep it in neutral. We were stuck in traffic, but we were inching forward. Mm. And so every time he would try to inch forward, he would let off the clutch, and it would roll back, and it boom. Oh. And then he pulled forward. I was like, and I honked my horn. And then he pulled forward a little more, and then he did it again. And I laid on it. I'm like, dude, it wasn't enough to damage it, but don't be an a-hole,
right.
You know? And so, and I wasn't even moving. I was giving him some space, but he. So then he did it a third time. Boom, and I got out of the car. I put my car in park and I got out. And I just walked up to the back of his truck and just put a dent in his tailgate. Boom, I just kicked the crap out of it. Just footprint right through it. And he jumped out. What are you doing? I was like, no, what are you doing? And then I punched him. And he went down. And then a trucker started pulling his horn, like to break it up. And then people started getting on their cars and. He jumped in his truck and he actually went down the on ramp to the side street and left. So it was weird.
I've had a few of those. That's my wife told me once you get married and have a kid, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
No.
But what I don't like is the Nick effect, because there's plenty of people with the Nick effect, and I get it all the time. The person who doesn't give a rat's ass about their car, so they just decide when they're mad at you that they're going to swerve into your lane, and it's up to you to hit the brakes. Oh, that annoys me, man.
Well, I care about my car.
Now
I just
you
know
do.
You're not going to hit
now
my car.
You do it. Right, and I won't hit you, but I'm saying there's plenty of people like from almost every day coming in from Sugar Land, you get one ass clown that decides that they're the king of the road or queen of the road and that their car doesn't matter. And so if they like they'll wait to like they'll pull a Nick. They'll go to the fourth lane and then all of a sudden get onto the on-ramp diagonally going across traffic. But then if you honk or anything, then they'll start swerving at cars because they don't care about their car and they just figure like you're going to hit the brakes. And if you hit them, they're probably going to keep going anyway.
But I've seen people in like really nice like Mercedes and Beamers do that too. Like
I had a guy in the new Audi sedan do it right here on the way to just about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. They pulled out from the side. And you know, he'd go to the median and try and get when there's an opening in traffic. He just decided he was going to punch it and everybody should just stop for his Audi. And people started honking on the horn. And then he literally went into he was straddling the dotted line, like trying to be all boss. I rolled up alongside of him and I was like, no, bro. And dude was like, you know, suit and tie.
Put your gun out and chase him around?
No. I did not. But you got to be careful because they're out there. And then also, there was another one. Lady with a mother of two driving in Fort Bend County yesterday or the other day. And
I saw that.
Yeah, and some guy just
took a picture of it.
Just started
crazy, man.
Shooting bullets.
That's just
no, he didn't shoot. He just pulled it out.
No, he killed her.
No way.
No, there was
mother of two was killed.
There was another one where it was just a picture of a dude that pulled a gun.
Oh, I've seen those. One was Rice Military, the guy and the girl. And then there was another one. And they caught that guy, too, because... Way to do your social media with your shirt off with all the most recognizable tattoos that anyone could ever ask
That's going to help.
And they caught all of them. But it's like, yeah, the guy and the girl were doing it while driving on the highway.
It's crazy.
And
the two that were shooting.
The one I saw that you're talking about, I think, is the guy just did it, just pulled up, just started firing random shots.
Idiot.
Outside getting the finger, literally the worst thing that's ever happened to me, someone threw like an empty like, Coke bottle at me at my car.
I can see that.
And that's it. Literally, that was the worst thing that happened.
No, I'm with Barry. I've damaged a few cars. Yes.
I don't anymore. That was when I was young and dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't do that anymore. Because you also have, like, back then, I just didn't care. I thought I was tough. But now you got to pick your battles. If there's a if it's a big dude or somebody that looks like they're crazy, I'm not messing with them. I'm
no,
not
you
doing
can't
that.
Anymore.
If like if I saw me, I would fight me on the freeway.
I but I'm not too, like. But, I'm saying,
but if but I saw Sean Salisbury, that dude would murder my face.
No,
hell no. That's what I'm saying. So you got to also be smart about your crazy. You can't just be crazy for crazy's sake.
Plus, like you said, I mean, especially in this area, you could have the small scale. Look, like we were talking about the guy at the gym that was always wearing tights so he could show off.
Yeah,
how he was doing.
Show
same
off
same thing. Yeah, you get someone that's you know
baby arm.
Normally, the LDC, the little club. Is normally driving the biggest truck or the fanciest car, and they're a little dude, but now they probably got a pack and heat.
Nick might know a thing or two about all that.
What?
Wow. And on that note, if you want to reach the show today, 713-780-3776.
Are we having somebody at the bottom of the hour, by the way? Oh, I know. I just got what you were saying now.
Yes.
My bad.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Your just, internet research?
Yeah.
I was just getting
brought it up.
Guests nah. on the show.
This is messing with you.
Huh? So we've yeah. got guests on the show today. Got Sarah Barshop, who's ESPN's beat reporter for the Houston Texans. She's going to check in with us at 1:30. Then, of course, at 2:30, it is Thursday, and the playoffs are around the corner for fantasy football. So Sigmund Bloom will join us, as he always does. And you know the deal. What we like to do is, if you want to talk to him directly, you can call right before the 2:30 segment, and we'll get you in as soon as we can. We take calls first. But if you just want your questions answered, you can text him, you can call, or you can tweet him. Text him and tweet him in advance, and we'll line them up and get a rapid-fire segment with Sigmund as we continue to get all your questions answered. So if you want to text or you want to call, 713-780-3776. If you want to hit us with your suggestions for fantasy football advice on Twitter, it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. Just getting started right here on The Usual Suspects. Back with a whole lot more. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I'm telling you right now, CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff do it right. Because like so many energy companies these days, he's seen and been frustrated by what doesn't work. And it starts with an automated system when you call. That's why he makes sure that you always get a human being on the air. And they always are respectful and they communicate to try and figure out, ask questions so they get answers so they know when you use energy the most, when you don't use it as much, and what rates you're looking for, whether it be for your business or your family. I personally know. I switched to Infuse Energy. They have knocked a ton off of my monthly energy bills, including in the summer months, over $150 to $200 a month. That's how much they've saved me. So I know that what they do is the right way to do energy. If you want to check them out, go to InfuseEnergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and that's where the process really begins. Because like I said, they're going to talk to you. They're going to ask questions because they want to be your trusted friend, and they're going to be 100% honest. Even if that means if they lose your business to cheaper competition, they'll admit it and they'll move on. But they're a trusted friend, and when they can, they're going to help you, get you the best rates, and set you up with a plan that is best suited for you and your needs. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. They definitely are a company that's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. So infuse energy into your life.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started back on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. As we continue to roll, the weather outside is, well, quite frankly, crap. So we're inside. Hopefully we entertain you for the rest of your afternoon.
This is that weather where you run out of hot water in the shower because you don't want to get out because it's
too
cold.
You tweeted something today. Yeah, I was absolutely with you.
Right?
I had that exact feeling today.
You get in there, and it doesn't matter the time of day. It could be at night. It could be in the morning. But like I shower. I usually get in the shower about 10:45. And to
God,
because I leave the house by 11:15, except for today when I was just lazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I get in the shower at 10:45. Sometimes it'll be 11:15 before I get out, because then that's when I run out of hot water. Like
I don't take it that far. Oh, but I definitely had the feeling of I could stay in here a while today. I just want the hot water.
Awesome.
I don't want to go
that's
back out
best.
With that crap.
That's the best. I'll just sit there, just let that hot water hit you till it starts to run out, and then you got to get out because then all the boys kind of then you got to hurry.
Okay. Yeah. We were talking about road rage, too. I forgot to tell you guys. Lisa had to do a deal where she was volunteering.
She shot somebody.
For some.
Damn it. That would have made it a better adoption story.
So I had Taylor a few weekends ago. And so I had her in the stroller. And we were just shopping around in one of the, over by the Nike outlets and things like that off of the Beltway and closer to, was it like Pasadena on the way off of the Beltway? And I think like I-10. Anyway, they got all those stores back to back. So we're crossing a crosswalk and a lady in a truck on her phone doesn't see us, doesn't see the stop sign. And I got to pull the stroller back. Oof. And I'm looking at her. And at first she goes, sorry. But then puts both of her hands in the air, and you can see she's just screaming in her truck. So as we walk across the crosswalk, I'm just looking at her, and she rolls down her window and says, a-hole.
Oh.
And I turn around and go, really? Seriously? Do you want to do this in front of everybody so I can tell everybody in the surrounding area that can hear my voice right now who the a-hole is, who was too busy on their phone to ignore a stop sign and pedestrians and almost hit an infant child in a stroller? Do you want that on the news? And she looked at me and she goes, well, I said I was sorry. I go, then you started calling names. So all I did was reach in my back pocket, pulled out my phone, and I pretended like I was videotaping her going into a parking spot. She lost her mind.
Probably freaked out.
Like, what are you doing? What do you need video of? I go, well, ma'am, now I have a exact record of your automobile, your license plate, and just how nuts you are, so I can turn it over to anybody I want. You don't need that. I go, oh, but I do. And with every second that you continue to speak and act up, I believe that it's becoming more and more useful. And everybody's like, yeah, he's right. And then she was like, and I watched her, and she went into Best Buy. And she like hovered by the front door and she wanted to see what I was doing. And the minute it looked like that I was going to keep moving on, she ran out to her truck and she took off. I was like, I'll tell you what, man. You pull that phone out these days, you can scare some folks.
Or get shot.
That too.
He's like, well, that too.
We all have options, but that is true. Yeah. That's one of the things that you like, still have to realize.
Oh, you're not
going to
record me? Yeah. And then you better hope that it makes it to the cloud.
I got a gun. Okay, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Now, your car's still moving. You got a better chance to avoid the bullets and you can scare them.
That's true.
But at a standstill, yeah, you could be screwed. But I'm just throwing it out there. All right, so we've got lots to get to today. As we mentioned, Sarah Barshop's going to join us at 1:30 to talk about State of the Texans. Brian Cushing is now back. Brian Cushing is ready to play football. Brian Cushing has admitted that he made a mistake. Now, I'm not sure which mistake he's admitting to, because when it first happened, his agent had said it was one thing. Now he's saying that he took a drug that he thought that was prescribed, even though he should have done more research on it. He's remorseful of the fact he took something that was on the NFL's list, but it was more for depressionary reasons, but he's back at practice. Bill O'Brien loves him, and he is activated to play this week.
Are you buying what he's selling?
I'm not.
No?
No. This guy, throughout his career, has been notorious for engineering everything that goes into his body, and I'm pretty sure from one time to another, because of the injuries, because of the rehab, because he wants his body to bounce back, because he knows that he's kind of probably losing a step, I would think that he took a chance and got caught.
I'm with you. I don't know that I'm buying what he's selling. When you have that history, if this was the first time and there weren't pictures of him side by side before he got popped and after, and the difference and you know, I think I would be more apt to believe him. But the fact that this isn't the first time, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure right after it happened, the agent said it was something to do with his rehab. Then he took something from his previous injury. But now all of a sudden, yesterday, he comes out with a totally different story that sounded something like this.
I don't want to get too much into particulars, you know, but there was a good amount of things bothering me in this past offseason, most mentally, you know, and I was given a prescription medication I probably should have been more careful with, and should have communicated with the league a lot better about, you know, I take full responsibility for it. And, you know, something now that I'm working with the league at taking again, through their terms and through their doctors to okay it. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. And, you know, the encouraging thing, there are other guys in the league that are allowed to take this. So, you know, that's the process we're in right now to hopefully get that done.
Do you feel like...
So he said there was a good amount of things bothering me this past offseason, mostly mentally, and I was given a prescription medication. I should have been more careful.
Well, the part that I find interesting is he said that there are other players in the league that are allowed to take this. So,
which is true if you get a doctor, depending on what it is, if you get a doctor's note, for lack of a better term. But
so did he just assume that it would be okay to take it? Is that his defense? Well, since other players are taking it, I figured it'd be okay for me to take it. Is that what his defense is?
Yeah, I can't answer that.
I mean, are you just claiming ignorance? Like, well, you know, it's technically you can take it, but you have to get the league's approval, but I didn't know that. I don't know. It just seems kind of messy. Again, if this was the first time, I wouldn't worry about it too much, but
yeah.
It's not.
No. Mm-mm. So, and I know that Barry Warner has written about the return of the quote-unquote cheater on sportsmap.com if you want to follow, that article.
Is it a good read?
I started to and went, okay, well, Barry is contributing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But there's lots of good stuff on sportsmap if you want to check that out.
There is. There's my rant about sports person of the year. Are you saying I didn't write a good article?
I'm leaving it there.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just going to do that?
Yeah.
Just, you didn't even read it. You're just going to say.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
You're just trying to be a jerk.
You didn't even
read
it.
Absolutely. If you want me to be salty, I can salt it up a little bit.
All right. Well, I would say read it first before you judge.
All right.
Steeler fans, Juan's checking in.
Juan, what's up?
Good to have you. Joel, they weren't fighting. They were doing a North Korean fire drill. I don't know what that means. I hope the 210 lady is a radio host, too, and she's complaining on air today about some a-hole who wouldn't help her out this morning. Doubt it.
Looking for an engraver?
Somebody wants us to rate Tasha that was on the Raheel and Dell show earlier. I will rate her. She is a 10 on the nice meter. She's nice. She's a good. She's awesome.
Oh, I'm Tosh, our marketing girl, the Pockets.
Yeah, Pockets.
Oh, she's great.
She's awesome.
Fantastic.
Awesome person.
Yep.
Awesome. I'm not going to rate her looks because I work with her, and that's not appropriate.
Hey, just ask former comedians that were associated with U.S. government in politics now about... Mr. Franken resigned today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure did.
In this day and age, you can't be too careful. So you're playing it smart there, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No doubt about it. Thinking about playing it smart, a guest to the show that we always think is smart because she follows the Texans on a regular basis, gives you inside information leading up to the games that be, including this week's game against the San Francisco 49ers. Sarah Barshop, she's coming up next. She's going to answer some questions from us about what to expect and look for from Brian Cushing, from the Texans, from the Niners, and Jimmy Garoppolo, and probably a lot more. She's up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. 30 minutes in, 2.5 to go as we continue with the show. And as we like to do from time to time, we check in with Sarah Barshop. She is the ESPN beat writer for your Houston Texans. And even though your team is 4-8, there is plenty to talk about, including what we were just getting into, the Brian Cushing story. So without further ado, we're going to welcome Sarah into the show. As always, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Can you tell me what this weather is about? that's not what I signed up for when I was in Houston a year and a half ago.
You don't like this? This is our winter. I mean, this is it.
I could do without the rain.
Okay.
But I think the winter, the humidity makes the winter, when it does get down to 40, makes it a lot worse here.
Okay. I agree with you. I've told these guys that, Sarah. I'm with you, and I know that we both have spent time in the Midwest. And I said it actually feels colder here than it does back in Wisconsin, because when the humidity gets cold, it'll take it down a couple extra notches in the body temp.
Yeah, it's like bone-chilling cold.
All right, Sarah, let's get down to business. Is Brian Cushing going to be here next year or ever again?
I don't think so. I think you just – I know they like him here, but I just think you look at his cap hit, and they have so many positions of need. They don't have draft picks, so they're going to have to spend a lot of money in free agency. And I think when you look at that, especially you drafted Cunningham last year, and Dylan Cole has come on strong. I just think there's, you know, no reason to keep him around next year.
What's the sympathy factor with him, Sarah? I know that Billy O has already said how much he likes him and respects him and is with him. But we were just talking about it before we got you on, about the fact that when it initially happened, the agent had one response to what he took and what happened, and he had a totally different one yesterday. Your take on everything in terms of the excuses and what you believe and what really happened?
I don't know. I think it's hard. Like, we really don't know these guys. I would say he seemed very genuine yesterday, but I've also talked to a lot of people who were around here last time and said it was kind of the same way. So who knows? I kind of wish the league would announce. He wouldn't tell us what it was he tested positive for. Curious. I wish the league would announce it, but I think it's kind of like, well, it is what it is. You know, you're back.
You think he'll be? You think he'll find a spot somewhere else, or is he done in the NFL after this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's always a need for, you know, veteran talent, and I think we'll see if he still has something. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how he plays after the last for the next four games after missing 10. But I don't know. I think there's always a need for veterans like him.
All right, so with that being said on the Brian Cushing front and the fact that we're talking about who might or might not be here next year, let's start with a list of others, starting with the head coach, Bill O'Brien. I know it's been going back and forth. The Chronicle and Jerome Solomon did an article this week to say that we shouldn't let him off the hook. Others have said he's done some of his best coaching with what he's had to deal with. What's the vibe over there in terms of Bill O'Brien's future with the team, at least for next season?
I think they'll keep him around. I think they'll offer him an extension just because I don't think you can – but maybe Deshaun Watson is so good that he could do that with any coach, but you don't know that. All you know is that what he did with Bill in those seven games was incredibly impressive, and I don't know why you'd want to mess that up if you have the chance to, you know, do that starting next season.
So what do you – I mean, we talked a little bit earlier in the week about the makeup of this team going forward and needs, and we talked about secondary. We know Jonathan Joseph's probably not going to be back. Since they're, I keep seeing they're in the hunt on the playoff screen, but that's ridiculous. What is this team? What is there going to be their focus in the offseason?
I mean, it's just trying to put the pieces together to one, protect Deshaun, and two, just you finally have a quarterback. You need to take advantage of it. We've already seen this defense is not what it was even a year ago. Whether that's because Watt and Merciless aren't there, whether it's because they lost Boye, whatever it is. This is not the number one ring defense they're used to. So I just think you have to fill those holes, and maybe that starts with young talent. Not having a first and second round pick doesn't help. But if you can put the pieces around Deshaun, I mean, if he can be, we don't know what it will be like after he returns from an ACL injury, but if he can be as good as he was this season, I think obviously he's got high hopes.
Speaking of high hopes, a lot of people have high hopes to someday see a healthy J.J. Watt alongside a Jadeveon Clowney for a full season. John Gruden is out there on the broadcast saying Clowney's going to demand the most money in NFL history not paid to a quarterback. What are the team's thoughts with all the money they already have tied up in J.J. Watt in trying to make Clowney part of their long-term future?
I mean, I think it's tough because for as much as J.J. is the face of this franchise right now, you don't know what he can do. So he's not owed any guaranteed money after the season, I believe. I don't think they're going to cut him. I think you have to give him at least another season to see what he can do. But I think if it's a matter of, are you going to lose Clowney because you can't afford to pay him, I think that's going to be a tough decision they're going to have to make in a couple of years.
This past week, we saw injuries just decimate the team even more with, you know, Fedorowicz and them having to basically start using running backs in the wide receiver position. What's the status of Fedorowicz? I know he was put on IR, but what's his future in football? Not just with this team, but is it? I saw somewhere it mentioned that maybe they do an injury buyout with him. What's the plan? Do you think going forward with CJ Fedorowicz?
I thought it was interesting yesterday. Bill O'Brien said he expects to see him. He expects Fedorowicz to be on this team in the future. And he said he doesn't know, Fedorowicz isn't even feeling right now, is what Bill said. So he said, obviously they haven't talked about it, and they'll have to see what happens when he starts feeling normal again. But he said he expects to see him around, which I thought was interesting just because it's kind of early in the process for that. And maybe he was just saying that he hopes he's back. But I think we talked to Fedorowicz after the second concussion, and he said he spent a lot of time talking to doctors, and, you know, they assured him that he was healthy enough to play and it was safe enough to play. But you have to wonder after a third concussion if anything like it has changed.
So with that being said, too, we're looking at a 4-8 team going into a Niners game who are also still trying to figure it out, although they have their draft picks. How many guys are going to think that when they take the field on Sunday, it's part of their playing for their jobs for next season approach to the rest of the season?
I think so. I think that's how they should. I mean, we talked to players after the game who said, yes, 7-9 teams and 8-8 teams have made the playoffs, but I think there's also players are realistic and they know, especially the young players. And Bill has said the focus is still winning, but also he said he's hoping he can get some other players just to in the game. Like he talked about Davenport if he's healthy, Kyle Fuller, guys like that, just to see what they can do and how they can help you next year.
Let's talk about another Fuller. Will Fuller, is he going to play this weekend? I saw he was out there in practice today.
Bill said he is hopeful he can. He talked to Will today, and he said he thought today's practice would go a long way to determining whether he'd be ready. He said he was, you know, he was feeling better and he was ready to be out there. So, I personally think maybe if you don't lose Bruce Ellington and Fedorowicz, maybe you don't put him back out there. And now I guess it's a matter of having the body. But I assume they'll try and be careful with him because at this point the games are pretty much meaningless in terms of the standings.
Let's talk about some meaningless teams with meaningful games still to play. Barry and I have talked about it back and forth just to see how this division is going to play out. We know that Tennessee and Jacksonville, it's going to be a two-horse race down the stretch, and they do play each other in the last game of the regular season. How do you see it shaking out? Because Tennessee has not looked impressive overall. Suddenly a different Blake Bortles showed up for at least a week, and we were kind of trying to look at the schedule and say, you know, who might come out on top when all is said and done.
I pick Jacksonville just because I think with that defense, I mean, we've seen in Houston what a good defense could help you. And, I mean, against the Patriots, it wasn't enough last year, but I think this Jacksonville defense is unlike anything we've really seen. I mean, so they're a lot of fun to watch. Now, maybe part of the reason I'm biased is because I saw Jacksonville come into here in week one, and it was a dominant performance, and then I saw the Texans beat the Titans 57-14, but I just think ultimately, Jacksonville's defense will help them come out on top.
So let's talk this weekend. Is it bad if this Texans team loses to a 49ers team led by Garoppolo? It looks like they're making some progress. I don't know that the Niners are as bad as people might think. But how do you see it playing out this weekend?
I was actually just trying to decide my prediction. I think I'm going to pick the Texans to win just because, I don't know, we've seen what Brissett did to them the last few years, what Garoppolo has done. No doubt the 49ers have a good quarterback, but the Texans are playing at home. Tom Savage is coming off his best game. So I think I'll pick the Texans to win, but I don't think this will be a pretty game.
Well, there you have it. We know you're busy. We always appreciate you stopping in and spreading some holiday cheer with us, talking some Texans. So hope you have a great rest of the week. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Sarah. Stay warm.
There you go. Sarah Barshop. You can follow her on Twitter to get all that interesting news on the Texans on a regular daily basis, at Sarah Barshop on Twitter. And, of course, you can follow her as she is the beat writer for ESPN. So
yeah.
It's good stuff from a good
Tons
person.
Tons of stuff on a daily basis that goes up on the Texans site on ESPN, and most of it's by her.
Yep, no doubt about it. There you go. All right, so that's Sarah. And at 2:30, we're going to remind you again, as we stay football-centric, at the bottom of the hour of 2:30, we were going to catch up with Sigmund Bloom, as we always do. That means it's fantasy football time. That means if you want to get in advance and just get your question answered as quick as possible, you probably best bet is to either text or tweet Barry, at Barry is funny, or just text the 713-780-3776 number, and we'll start stacking and racking.
And, yeah, get them in, because, in fact, if I was you, I'd start calling the show and getting on hold about 2:00 or 2:15, because if you heard last week, we maybe got to 2 or 3 texts or tweets. It was all phone calls, and the playoffs are coming, so you better get in now.
I was going to say, most of the people that had inquiring minds were those that were either in the playoffs or looking to get into the playoffs with some key decisions, and we know Sigmund knows his stuff. You guys do, too. So try and be ahead of the game, because it helps us help you as we continue to roll on. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a lot more, and then Sigmund Bloom at 2:30, right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's us. The boys are back. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel as we take you up till 4 o'clock, continuing to blow and go through a variety of topics. We've covered some football. I've noticed some things that, the conspiracy theorists that are out there are going to go nuts in the fact that LeBron James has just purchased a 16,000-square-foot home in Los Angeles for $23 million.
Isn't that a second one?
Yep, he already had a house there. Now, here's the interesting thing. The home was built on a vacant lot that was sold for $5.1 million 2 years ago, but you put a shack on it, and suddenly it's worth a whopping
$23. That ain't a shack. Did you see the picture of it?
It's pretty amazing.
Not a shack.
Yeah. You know, funny little term I used there in tongue-in-cheek, but yeah, that's quite the house.
Boys, what is this calendar?
I came in and it was already in here, and I know that Raheel was looking. I don't know where it came from or what it was.
I didn't even notice it. What is it?
Is it something Raheel and Dell talked about on their show?
I don't know. It's a bartender's calendar.
713 right? News, it says. And it's got a bunch of chicks on it.
And it's a just bartender's says, calendar, right?
Beauties. No, it's not a bartender's calendar because some of these people work at like ERs and stuff.
Oh, I thought it said bartender's calendar.
No.
All right.
But like St. Michael's ER. Here, Abby works at St. Michael's ER.
Yes, she does.
I don't know.
Plenty of people ask her questions.
All right. I'm not touching that. We'll move on. I'm gonna say some things that I might regret.
You were opening it. You opened the can of worms with it. Well, and now you're done with
it? I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking there's like three super hot chicks on it, and the rest of them I feel like I could have met at a Piggly Wiggly.
At a bartender.
Well, okay, yeah. You might, you know, it might be the...
You're killing Piggly Wiggly.
It might be the morning shift at Hooters or something. I don't know. It's interesting, though. I don't know why it showed up all of a sudden. What I love about this station, though, is that we have Rockets calendars... Rockets Power Dancers calendars from 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
these women are grandmas now, and we still have the calendar on the wall. That makes no sense to me.
They used to have someone over there that sole purpose was to deal with radio stations, and every time there was a bobblehead or a calendar, to bring the station like 10 to 15 of them. And evidently, when she left, so did that whole notion and idea.
Well, the other thing that kills me about this is like, no one ever really, like, the Texans are, they seem very, prude.
I would agree with that.
I don't know if the Rockets necessarily are. I think that they're, you know, maybe a little more risque.
I think there's a little wiggle room, so to speak.
But
with the
Texans,
Rockets.
Boy, yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Tight. Starchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tight.
Like, but they do have a calendar now, a swimsuit calendar.
What do you mean by that, Nick?
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. They're pretty much the way they bring in players. They're not taking any risks, and they're not taking any high-risk players. So at the same time, they're probably not taking any high-risk pictures either.
Probably not. No.
Safe to say.
Speaking of, maybe that's a bad transition, but did you hear about this porn star that killed herself?
I did not.
August Ames, dead 23-year-old adult entertainer. They found her body. They are saying that the potential cause of death was self-inflicted because on December 3rd, she posted about not wanting to shoot a movie, we'll say. She's an adult film star. So she didn't want to shoot a movie with a guy who was into dudes. And she had some concerns about contracting things. I'm trying to keep this as clean as possible. After yesterday, I'm just trying to be a good steward of the show. But basically, the horrible thing about this is that the internet is just full of bullies and a-holes, and they get away with so much. And essentially what happened is she said she didn't want to shoot a film with a guy who she was worried may have AIDS because the movies that he made with other dudes. So she put that out there, and people basically started calling her homophobic and telling her what a horrible person she was and started bullying her. And so they suspect that she may have killed herself because of the things that people were saying and the way that they were treating her on Twitter. One, sometimes you just log off Twitter and that goes away. Just get off Twitter. But two, are they really that kind of thing just infuriates me when you think about these social justice warriors that are out there still. They any cause that they can find, any person that they can bring down for any reason, they go after them, they do it, and they move on, and they don't care. It's just
disgusting. They do it to us on a daily basis.
It's disgusting. Well, I mean, look, we don't get it.
On a much lesser scale.
There's one or two dudes that are probably trolling more than anything.
We get...
But making someone kill themselves is terrible. Not trolling.
No, well, not to that level anyway. And you know what? She even had... If you look at, even on Twitter, she even said that, you know, in the past, she's come out and said things like, I'd like to thank all the bitches who called me fat. Great motivation to make me even sexier. So you could tell that she was getting bullied on a lot of different topics.
Yeah, well, this is her tweet. Whichever lady performers are placing tomorrow for Erotic X News, you're shooting with a guy who has shot gay porn, just to let you know. BS is all I can say. Do agents really not care about who they're representing? LA Direct, I do my homework for my body. So I think she was just concerned about contracting things. And that tweet spiraled into her being homophobic, which I just think is ridiculous. So that's part of the tragedy. But then it brings the question up. What's the amount of time that has to pass? And I'm asking you, I guess, Nick. You and me should have this conversation. Joel's out. What's the appropriate amount of time before you can start looking at her videos again? Because I feel like if you were today to, you know, watch some of her videos, that's probably inappropriate. I mean, she just...
Does it really matter, honestly?
Is there a time? Well, yeah.
No, she's probably going to see a spike. Pornhub's probably going to see a spike in her views.
But I'm saying, do you wait a week? Do you wait a day? Do you not care? Do you give it a month?
I think dudes that are watching are clicking.
Isn't that creepy, though?
They don't care.
Oh, that's just creepy. They don't care at all.
What's her name? What was the one a few weeks ago? Shyla Stiles?
Yeah?
They don't care. I bet you that night there were plenty of dudes watching her.
There's a saying in comedy with timing. Tragedy plus timing equals comedy. And I think that's got to be something like that in porn, too, right?
I think the people within the porn industry will respect that. Like,
so you think you think I could get to her videos on Pornhub right now? Do you think they pulled it down?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Not everybody's respecting it.
No, yeah, you're saying they'd still be up.
100%.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So, but then that's my question to you guys. What's the appropriate amount of time would you wait for before watching them again? Or what do you think in general the appropriate amount of time should be?
The grace period before it's not too soon.
48 hours.
What?
That's good.
You heartless son of a gun.
I mean, what's the big deal?
48 hours?
It's going to be up there regardless.
She's not even in the ground yet in 48 hours.
Yeah, they are. They do that quick.
No, they don't.
They do.
God, I can't believe we're having this conversation.
48 hours? You're heartless. I'm going to give it a week.
You set me up now.
I'd say 2 weeks.
A week?
I mean, you know, at least she's... I don't know.
All right.
It's a week. I would say a week.
Is 4 days cool? I mean,
now you're trying to. Now he has a heart. He's worried it's the
holidays. 4 days. Do I hear 4 days? 4 and a half days. 4 and a half days. 4 and a half days. Shoulder. Here. 5 over 5. 5. 4 and a half. 4 and a half. 5. I got 5 days. 5 days. 7 days. 7 days. Don't 7 days,
you're
sir.
You're totally going overboard now.
I would say a week. I'd say you got to at least wait a week.
I was going to say 2. So a week.
2 weeks. Okay. All right. I'd be interested to see what other people think.
Can you hold it that long, Nick? I mean,
5 days. Okay.
I love that. Now he's like, what his initial response was 48 hours, you heartless bastard.
And he was thinking that might have been too long. Wow. All right. And on that note, we'll wrap up hour number one. We still got 2 hours of the big show, so don't go anywhere. Lots to come, including Sigmund Bloom, 2:30, fantasy football. You know the rules, and you know how we deal around here. So if you want to call before 2:30. You get on first. If you want to just get your question answered, you text us, you tweet us. We'll get it to Sigmund, and he'll do the rapid fire before he gets off that segment at about 2:41. So he'll be joining us at 2:30, and lots of conversation in between. We are the usual suspects with much more ahead right here on ESPN 97.5.
Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump.
ESPN 97.5.